Morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a Klal Lamed Tes, and we're looking at Simen Ches. Also, little Yodav b'mayim shenotel b'hen. Water which is used for washing cannot be reused again for washing a second time. Why? So we could have theorized the problems because the water becomes tame. You know, we'll see later on that the process of washing, while it's matar of the hands, it's matar of the water. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that even in a case where the water does not become tamei, when is that? When a revius of water is used for the netilah, then the water does not become tamei. Even in that scenario where the water does not become tamei, you still cannot use the water. Why shekarnasu shayvkin? It was used for malacha. The malacha was done with it. The malacha was the washing of one's hands. And since the logic behind the malacha is it's considered now something which is discarded water, so this is a great example of that. This is discarded water, water which has been thrown out, in the sense of it's been used to wash, etc. But if a person went to a container of water and put his hands in to get something, or take some water out, he'll use his hands to pull some water out. All of those do not make the water puzzle. Even if his hands have not been washed and his hands are tame, the process that we transfer the tumor from the hands onto the water is only in the process of netilah. It's just simply touching water does not make the water tame. So there's no problem with the water being tame. The water is not used for malacha. He might have put his hands in to get something, but that would not constitute a malacha or a form of shayfkin. So the water remains kosher for netilah. And Kal Vachomer, obviously, if he would be doing Tevilas Yadayim, so the water is in the ground, that water would not be affected by his hands being placed in. The point of Chayodim is saying, even in a case where you are not doing Tevilah, the water is in a Kli, and it's not kosher for the act of Tevilah, but the fact that you put your hands in alone does not make it possible. Simen Tes, Simen Lo Kli, which a little yodav b'nahar b'mikvah. So if he doesn't have a Kli, so Chazal will allow the option of Tevila instead. This can be done in a river or in a mikvah. So a mikvah is, the water is gathered, rainwater. And a nor, we're talking about a nor, which we assume that the source of the water is not rainwater, but rather the source of the water is underground springs. And therefore the fact that it's moving is not problematic. A mayan is kosher even if it's moving. A mikvah is not kosher if it's moving. But a river is kosher because we assume that it's coming from underground springs. Now what about a river which we can clearly tell that its source of water is rainwater? For example, that it basically only runs shortly after rainfall, it fills up, and then it dries out afterwards. What about if it dries up, and not totally, it dries up a significant amount after a few days after rainfall, it no longer runs so strongly. So clearly the rainwater is playing a role. So as long as the majority of the water is not rainwater, then the fact that it's moving is not problematic. If the majority of the water is rainwater, then that would be a problem, the fact that it's moving. There is an opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam that whenever water comes above, i.e. rain, there is a rain, there's water which comes up from below to greet it. It's a chazal like that. He applies it to the situation of a river. And he says you could always assume that the majority is the Mayan water, unless it's a river which is solely supplied by rainwater, which means shortly after a rain or a few days after the rain, it dries up totally. But assuming that's not the situation, what's happening is, so in Hilchos Mikvos, we say that b'shasa, that since mikvos, building mikvos, wasn't necessarily so easy, so b'shasa tchak, there was some on this opinion to be terrible in rivers and not be worried about this issue. But it's not the chetchila. Obviously, it'd be much better to use a kosher mikveh if we have that option, or a river, which we know for sure that the majority is mayan water, not rainwater. Furthermore, we have another option to have all your hands in water, but water in a frozen form. Now, obviously, you can't do that in ice. What about snow? So he's going to discuss the halachas of being tevel hands in snow. Meshem will talk about them more in the following share. Meanwhile, have a good day.